It is time now to check in with Penny Rich, who is the new chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners and has chosen Scarlet Begonias as her intro theme. So, wow, nicely chosen, by the way.
Thank you. One of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, it's a good one. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, we're back in action after a little hiatus there because of the snow.
A little bit.
Yeah, so we had to take a break from our meeting and have a meeting last night, which was called a special meeting, because when you take one meeting and move to another, it then becomes a special meeting.
It becomes a special meeting. But as we learned from Raleigh, you can do pretty much the same thing at the special meeting that you can at the regular meeting.
So you actually have to do the same thing.
Oh, really?
By law.
Okay.
You cannot change, and we didn't know this. This is because this just happened to us. You cannot change or add anything to the agenda. You could take something off of the agenda.
Okay.
But you can't add anything to it.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So we had to follow that pretty, to the T.
Okay.
Luckily, though, we've all read it, and we read it again, and so there was nothing new. We all kind of knew what we were talking about, and questions had already been answered, and the meeting went pretty smoothly.
So before we get to the meeting, recovery from the snow, everything go okay on the county level?
Yeah, I think so. I think the emails that we got most were from parents that were frustrated that they couldn't get their kids to school after 3 or 4 days, wondering who is responsible for plowing the roads out in the county, which, as you know, Orange County does not own any of the roads, so that's NCDOT, which is another question, and then the schools themselves weren't plowed out. So I talked to the mayor of Chapel Hill, and we're going to try and talk to the schools and see if we can use some of Chapel Hill's equipment, because the schools don't own equipment to plow out the parking lots.
It's been a really weird year for weather, and we were thinking about it in terms of the recording year and review shows to play in the last week, but this year was bookended by two of the biggest snowstorms that we've had in years and years and years.
Crazy.
It's weird.
Yeah, 12 inches in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. And I think after talking to the sheriff, it turned out that we got more down in the southern part of Orange County than they did in northern part of Orange County. Yeah,
oh.
Which usually doesn't happen that way. It's usually
Well, everything
way
that I had heard was the other way around. Was it the... Okay.
That's not what he said. He said when he was driving around the roads, he lives down in the southern part. He said it was much worse here than it was as he was heading into Hillsboro.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Maybe Monday affected that a little bit.
That extra 4 inches that we got.
Yeah, the extra that we got, yeah.
That's always fun.
That was super fun.
It was fun, but we dug out. You know, Southerners, they love the snow when it's snowing, and the next day it's so much fun. And by the third day, they're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
That's not why we live in the South.
Yeah, exactly, right? That's why we moved to the South, is to avoid the snow.
Yeah.
I did an internship in Washington, D.C., like way back in 2000, and there was someone there with me who was from like the L.A. area of California and had never experienced falling snow before. She'd seen it way off in the mountains,
right,
but had never actually had it fall on her before. So the first time it snowed in D.C., which, by the way, a quarter of an inch of snow will shut that city down for a week.
Yeah.
But she's like... She's ecstatic. She's running through the streets talking about how great the snow is. I think it was 2 days later she comes in like, I want this snow to go away forever.
And now it's just dirty.
And now it was dirty on the first day. How is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay, so last night's meeting of the board, how did that go?
Yeah, I mean, so we did basic stuff. You know, we had our yearly audit. No problems there, no questions. There's always certain things you got to catch up on and fix, and they did that. That's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think the with the choosing of boards and commissions, we did that last night, and that's always fun. We do this round robin, and we hopefully everybody gets to serve a liaison to what they want to be doing. And if not, we can switch them up. But it seemed to have gone pretty smoothly. We have two new commissioners, so they had to learn what those boards were before they even chose them. And then we passed our rental assistance program, which we've been working on for I want to say a year, but it could be a little bit longer. And what this does is it gives us a certain amount of money that we can actually help people that are renting apartments, because we know that we have existing programs for homes if you want to buy a home, but for rentals we just don't have that, and the state doesn't allow rent controlled apartments, so we needed to figure out something where we can help people. And Cheryl Hampton, our housing director, came up with a pretty decent program, and we reviewed that last night for the last time and passed it unanimously. So we're going to move forward with that.
How many people will that assist?
I think we're not... I mean, it depends on, how many bedrooms are in the apartments, right? So, I'm not going to throw out that number. I think I'm going to have to get back to you on that.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking about, like... I'm thinking of number, and it's not, it's, it doesn't sit okay, right in my okay. head. So I'll get that number to you. But it's not a large amount mm-hmm. of people. But it's enough to make us feel like we're starting something good here. And what we're trying to do is coordinate as we move forward with Chapel Hill and, you know, really try and move, because Chapel Hill is a whole lot more involved in the housing sort of, you know, department, I want to say, or, mm-hmm. you know, than we are out in the county. So we're going to try and coordinate a little bit with them and see if they want to, you know, pick up the program that they don't have to reinvent the wheel. We've got it. But exactly how many people, I got to get that. I don't remember that. That's a good question.
The one thing that really strikes me about just the whole housing issue and the way that it's developed here is that the housing issue and the affordability issue is so large, just if you look at Orange County, that there's never going to be any one solution, right? So every little bit that we can do, like this little piece here and this little piece here, it's all got to add up to a larger.
It does. And I think, you know, last night, a newly Commissioner Green, started her conversation off about this with trying to do exactly what you're saying, though. So we have all these programs, but we should all try to work on them together mm-hmm. as opposed to in these silos.
Silos,
right?
Yeah.
Which we don't like that word that much, but it's true. It happens. And there is no one solution. Apartment is different than homes. And then the reason why we chose the rentals and apartments is because we know that these mobile park homes, you know, I hate to say it, I think we talked about it last time, but they're going to go away. Mm-hmm. And we've got to be ready for that. So we've got to be able to help some folks either rent apartments temporarily until they find something else. Again, it's not a large amount of apartments. I'm one to say it's like between 15 and 20 apartments. How many people that would serve, I'm not quite sure.
Speaking with Penny Rich, OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county commissioners and county government. Also at last night's meeting, and we talked about this in advance of the meeting that was supposed to have been a week ago.
Yeah.
You were going to get a report from Rachel Raper on the outcome of the election and how that went sort of logistically in Orange County.
Right, yeah, and we did. And I have some numbers that I could read off some numbers and we could talk a little bit about numbers in between. And I actually do have these written down because
okay.
I am so bad at remembering numbers. So this is pretty cool. We have 115,231 registered voters in Orange County. Of those voters, this last election, which was a blue moon election, we talked about, right? So there was no hot, you know, on the top hot numbers to be voting for. Mm-hmm. 67,646 people voted, and that comes out to 58.71%.
That's incredible.
Yeah, for an election that's not a presidential.
Even in presidential elections, it didn't used to be that high.
No. And so we looked at the last blue moon election. It was a closer to 38%.
Yeah.
So 20% more people voted. Now, could we do better? Yeah, we can always do better, right? You know, mm-hmm. Rachel she wants 100% of the people voting. So that was, you know, that was her goal. But the people that voted the most were on the one-stop voting. So all the early voting, that was about 43,000 people or 64%. Election day, about 22,000 people voted, about 33%. And the absentee, which you and I were talking about because of, you know, the District 9 down there, mm-hmm. we had 2,294 people that voted absentee. And she said that was up a whole lot, too. So we had, you know, a combination of everything just really rising. This is really interesting, Aaron. About 35,000 of those votes were came from folks that are registered Democratic. And then the next one, which I think you and I might have hit on the last time also, was unaffiliated voters.
Mm-hmm.
23,000.
That number's going to keep rising, I think.
23,000. Republican voters were about 8,000, Libertarian 300. The Green Party had 17 votes, and the Constitution Party had 7 votes.
Okay.
So, you know, that's kind of a neat breakdown. More women than men voted. 35,000 women voted, 36,000 women opposed to 28,000 men.
Okay.
And then 2,800 folks didn't declare either female or male, which is, you don't have to declare. So, you know,
right.
that's up to you. All right. Let's play a quiz for you.
All right. All right.
You're really smart. At the age group.
You're going to prove that wrong in the next 2 seconds.
No.
All right.
What, age group. What do you think which age group voted the most?
Probably seniors, I would imagine. But you're asking me the question, which probably means it's not seniors.
Right.
Yeah.
So you were going to say the seniors,
question.
Right? It is a trick question.
Yeah.
Because everybody says it's people over 65, mm-hmm. right? Okay, so that group of people over 65, around 14,000. The group between 41 and 65, that group, 41 and 65, that's a big clump there. That's close to 30,000.
Oh, wow.
So it's interesting. We always think that the over 65 people are the ones that are doing the most voting.
How about percentage of overall population? Is turnout still higher on a percentage basis among seniors?
Yeah, or? It's true. The turnout of those that registered as seniors are 77%.
Okay.
Then the next group that I just talked about was 71%. It's getting close.
That's still super high,
It's getting close. But here's a fun thing, a fun fact, then not a thing. The 18 to 25 group, we had 10,000 voters.
Okay.
So that's 44%. So that's growing. If you recall, that was so low in the past elections. So, you know, the kids are paying attention, which is really good.
They're really starting to. And I remember it was just 5 years ago, there was that stereotype about millennials and, oh, these kids today, they don't get involved in anything. They don't volunteer. They don't participate in politics or do anything. That stereotype's out the window
now,
I think.
It is. So wrong.
Yeah.
So wrong. They're there. And then the next age group, the 26 to 40, 42% voted. So, you know, we're a pretty good showing. You know, predominantly white people voted because we're predominantly white in Orange County. The African-American vote, about 10% of turnout from overall vote, but 51% of the African-American vote in that category. That's something that we really like to work
now, how much of that is attributable to sort of get out the vote efforts locally and what the Orange County Board of Elections is doing, and how much of that is just it was 2018 and everyone was galvanized anyway?
Yeah, well, I think that you have to do some exit polling to find that. What we do know is that a lot of it had to do with get out the vote. Mm-hmm. And a lot of pressure from, you know, the NAACP talking to their folks, saying, hey, listen, you want to have a voice, you got to talk, you got to vote. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of organization. We had those two Sundays to vote, which we didn't have before. So those Souls to the Poll days, and you'll see that last Saturday, which, of course, we talked about being the busiest day, was the busiest day. It was ridiculously busy. So all of it mattered, you know. And we got some good voters. We're excited.
Yeah. Speaking with Penny Rich, again, orangecountync.gov for more information. So looking ahead to 2019, what are the priorities for the county in the next 12 months?
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what I know what we're going to do at our retreat.
Okay.
We're going to talk about affordable housing, which we always talk about. So it will always be a topic. It's funny, someone said, well, you know, every time I run for office, I talk about affordable housing. So does everybody else. That is something, right? And it's not only here. We know that this is nationwide, right? So we've got to continue to talk about it. The more people to talk about it, the better. So we're going to do that. We're going to talk about economic development. We have to switch up with the way we're thinking about economic development because the times are changing, right? We might not be getting those big Morinagas or Wegmans coming in, but what can we do to grow our economic base here? So we're going to continue to talk about that. Transportation is a biggie. You know, we cannot leave that by the side. We continue to grow. We continue to need to move people around. I was down at the hospitals today with my mom, took her to the doctor. It was bus after bus after bus, and she's like, where are all the buses coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And I just told her, they are coming from all over to get right here.
Yep.
Get right here. And we counted maybe like 16, 20 buses in the time frame that we were coming around from the hospital. That's a biggie. We are going to continue to talk about the urban-rural sort of perspectives, right? Because we have that here. We have that in Orange County. And a big thing is the broadband, right? We are really lucky down here to have a pretty significant amount of people that have access or have a way to have broadband on their own. Out in the county, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a problem. And the General Assembly apparently just they're trying to do a technical correction about how the broadband can, I don't know, there's something in there. They can hide how many homes they're actually serving. I'm not quite sure what the law is yet, but John Roberts was telling us about that last night. So as soon as I get more information on that, I'll do that with you. We can have that discussion. And I think the overall arching theme is how do we all start working together? We say that, you know, we joke around silos, but if all the government bodies don't work together, we're just gonna keep butting up against each other.
Yep.
So whether it be development, economic development, whether it be housing, any of these, we need to figure out ways to make it all happen.
Yep. You know. Speaking with Penny Rich, orangecountync.gov, the website. Anything else on your mind?
I want everyone to be safe. Number one, I think we upcoming also we have that we talked about. out a little bit about that I-40 widening, and that meeting had to be rescheduled. I have two different dates on my email, so I don't want to like throw something out there and get
people
crazy.
It'll be in January at some
point. It is going to be in January, and we'll be back speaking with the NCDOT folks. We have a lunch with NCDOT before that meeting, so we'll express some of our concerns there, and hopefully they'll take that and move along onto the meeting. We also have a real cool group that just formed, an ad hoc committee. Mark Markopoulos, Sammy Slade, Jen Weaver, and Rachel Shavitz. So it's a person from each one of those governing bodies, and they're trying to talk a little bit more about climate change and what we can be doing as a county to to get to that zero number. So they're going to report out to us at our Assembly of Government meeting. I'm pretty excited about that.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's
looking forward
cool.
to it. All right. OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Penny Rich, thank you so much.
Cool. Happy holidays, everyone.